Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's 12 after. Did I say that? Well, if I did, I'm going to say it again. It's 12 after the hour. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you're using it. I hope you're taking advantage of it. If you're a small business owner or want to be, even if you work for a small business, you should be checking out my website. Everything's free there. Except for the books, we ask you to pay for those. Everything else, though, is free to your little heart's content. You can use it all the time. You can fast forward. You can rewind. We got a lot of different things you can use there. Archives, articles. Our blog is there. Subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email. And the blog comes, if you want to subscribe to it, it'll come Monday through Friday through Real Simple Syndication, which technology you can get on my website. So check that out when you get a chance. I hope you'll use it. And so many of you are, and I really am excited. I continue to be excited about how you're using the blog. That's very, very, makes me very happy to know that the blog is being helpful to so many of you, and that you, those of you who are using it, who have found it, are using it a lot. And I like that. I told you that Paul Omerod was going to be with us in this half hour. But Paul lives in London, and sometimes the time change, the time conversion doesn't always work, and I suspect that's what's happened. We're going to continue to try to get him on the line. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and do what I was going to do in the next hour, this hour. I want to talk about Small Business Week. I'm going to talk about that this hour, and then we're going to keep trying to get Paul and hopefully get him on in the next hour. Folks, as you know, Small Business Week is celebrated once a year by the SBA, and they decide what year they're going to do it, what week they're going to do it. Every year it's a different time, and they make the decision of when to have it. If you're wondering, and I know so many of you out there are wondering, why is it in April this year, and last year it was in May, and the year before it was in September, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, there are a number of reasons for that. Number one, whenever they have Small Business Week, they have to have a place to put everybody. And whenever you have this kind of a gathering, this kind of a pilgrimage to Washington, D.C., thousands of people come. And especially when they've done the expos, where they've had expo halls with vendors showing the attendees their wares, so to speak, and we've also had business matchmaking events in concert with Small Business Week. And whenever we've done all that, there literally have been thousands of people to show up. Well, guess what? You got to have a place to put all those people. You got to have rooms for them. You got to have a place to set all that up. It's a huge undertaking. And so in any given year, sometimes it doesn't matter how far in advance you go. Certainly you're not going to go more than, say 9 or 10 months in advance or a year in advance. There are only so many places in Washington that can handle an event like that. And if they're booked in the second week of May, which has been traditionally when Small Business Week has been, I should say more so in the last several years than any other week. If those weeks are booked, then you got to go somewhere else. So it's literally sometimes the logistics get involved. Another time, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I forgot, 3 years ago, we went to Orlando. They decided to get it out of Washington, D.C. That was the decision. And then another time we had it in September because that was the 50th anniversary of Small Business, of the Small Business Administration, which was not in May, it was in September. So they moved it to September. Then they had another one the next May. So that's the reason why there's no, it's if you are a keen observer of these things, as I am, since I don't have a life, then you would say, well, you know, why can't we settle down on one date? Well, it's because the official day is when the president says, or I should say the official week is when the president says it is. And he typically says it is when the SBA can arrange for everything to be put together on that week. And so that's the reason why it moves around. But it is celebrated Small Business Week all around the country, many different weeks of the year. And I like that. I've decided that I like that better, because that way we're not pinned down to any one particular week. We can move it around. And what results, ladies and gentlemen, what I think actually happens is that small business then is celebrated somewhere every day. And of course, you know, we do that on the show anyway. We celebrate small business every day on this show. And I know you do in your business, but it's nice when the chambers of commerce around the country stop for a moment and celebrate small business. They do some planning. They give something back to small business owners. And also, of course, when the SBA does, other organizations are doing that. I'll be back in Washington, D.C. in about a month to work with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They're going to celebrate small businesses who are members of their organization. And so it's a great thing. And, you know, folks, we're seeing more and more of this. And I, if you remember, I predicted this. Those of you who've been listening to my show for a while, you know that in the 20th century, I started predicting that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And every day that goes by, something happens that makes me believe that that prediction was right. The more and more people are celebrating small businesses for the first time. More and more major corporations are developing a small business strategy. Northrop Grumman, for goodness sakes, has a small business strategy. They do. Companies like that have small business strategies. When you've got that kind of recognition going on, that kind of attention going on, that level of respect going on, then you're starting to see how small business is not just considered mom and pop backwater, shops we're considered more than that. We're becoming more considered more like partners than we are just a vendor, and we have to start behaving that way. And of course, as you know, those are the kinds of things we talk about on this show all the time. When we come back, I'm going to talk to a little bit about some of the people I've met, and I think you'll be inspired by them. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Small Business Week. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm going to wring every last ounce of Small Business Celebration out of this week that I can. And we're going to continue to celebrate Small Business Week right up to the end of the show today, and it's you deserve it too, ladies and gentlemen. Small business owners, you deserve it. You deserve to be recognized. You deserve to be honored. You deserve for whatever attention, whatever respect, whatever admiration, whatever you can get from the rest of the marketplace, from your customers, from our big business brothers and sisters, from whoever, you deserve it, because you work without a net. You work a high wire act without a net. And the thing about it is and you may not believe this, but the folks who know you, the big companies who know you, the people who work for companies where they have some pretty significant nets, not only nets, they have nets under nets to catch them, and backups after backup. You have no backup almost, and they have lots of backup. They admire you. They feel awe about you. They feel they're in awe of you. They're amazed at what you do and how you do what you do, and and knowing that, that you've got to make payroll every week. And they really are. And more they know more about you. They know more about what's going on in your life. And the reason I say that is because I talk to these people. I meet them. I meet these folks in these big companies, and I hear what they have to say about you, and they're in awe of you. And they're going to, and that's going to get, that's only going to become more well developed, because as small business becomes more of an, has more of, is recognized more as having an impact on the economy. And you know, over the last couple of days, I heard a lot of speakers, and all of them talked about the statistics that we all know about small business, the, how much of the economy you create, how much of the innovation you create, how many employees you hire, and how many, you know, what percentage of all the new hires that you are responsible for, all of you who are exporting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Dozens and dozens of little statistical facts about you as a group. And when I did my little deal on Wednesday, when I did my emceeing of the kickoff luncheon on Wednesday, you know, as I was wrapping up, I made reference to what I just said, and I said, you know, everybody who's a small business owner, stand up. What I said was everybody who makes payroll on Friday, if you're singularly, personally responsible for making payroll on Friday, stand up. And all those people stood up, all the small business owners stood up. And I said, that's my definition. If you want a default definition of a small business owner, it's somebody who's singularly, personally responsible for making payroll on Friday. And if that's you, that makes you my hero, and this is your week. I met a bunch of folks in that category this week in Washington, D.C. And you know what? What's really impressed me? How many of them are manufacturers? Small business manufacturing is doing okay in America. Many of the winners of their state awards, many of the state winners, they're small business person of the year in their state. Many of them are manufacturers. Now, a lot of people say manufacturing is dead in America. Well, guess what? It's not dead. It's just changing. It's morphing. Look at the automobile industry, the U.S. automobile industry, the classic Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, et cetera. Those folks are in big trouble. But the other industry that produces cars right here in America are not having so much trouble. They're the ones who don't have the 20th century baggage that the other companies have, like Honda, like Toyota, like Mercedes. They're hiring Americans, building cars right here in this country. They're doing okay. That industry is morphing. I met the small business person of the year for the entire United States is a guy from a little town in Pennsylvania. He has a machine shop. 7 years ago, he had 25 employees. Today, he's got over 100. Yesterday, he introduced the president of the United States who spoke to us. He has a machine shop. Do you know how internationally, unbelievably competitive a machine shop is today? And yet he's not only successful, he is so successful, he became the small business person of the year. And so I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of all of those folks that I met and all the different things. We're going to be introducing you to them over the next several months, as we've done for the last 8-9 years, actually. You're going to be meeting some of these people, and they're going to be telling you their story. I'm really looking forward to doing that, to being able to introduce you to them, and letting them tell you a little bit about themselves. One last thing: the President of the United States spoke to our group yesterday, and he did a wonderful job. Anytime, if you ever get a chance to hear the President speak about small business, please take that opportunity. If there's one thing, regardless of how you may feel about him, about anything else, President Bush knows small business. He believes in small business. And the policies that he tries to create are for the benefit of small business. And as a small business owner, that makes me very happy. He did a great job in his speech. And the crowd loved it, as you can imagine. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Gary Moore. He and I are going to talk about investing with wisdom. Right after these messages, stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff. Yes, I lost all track of time. Started walking, couldn't stop, turning it over.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.